Avalanche sizing. Avalanche sizing is exponential. Each size is 10 times bigger than the previous one. This can be a substantial jump in size. So sometimes we size them in half. We might say 1.5, 2.5, 3.5. It is challenging to estimate the size and mass of an avalanche in the field. So the easiest way to size an avalanche is by destructive potential. We can get down a bit of a rabbit hole when we have a wide but short avalanche or a long but skinny one. Remember that a size one can be deadly depending on what terrain we are in. If we are in a train trap, a gully, cliff, or trees, it can result in a full burial. So our size ones are relatively harmless to people. Size two can bury, injure, or kill a person. Size three can bury and destroy a car, damage a truck, destroy a wood frame house, or break a few trees. Size fours could destroy a railway car, large truck, several buildings, or a forested area about 4 hectares. And size fives could destroy a village or forested area of about 40 hectares. We don't typically see size fives in our region, but they are reported in the Terrace and Stewart area. That being said, check out the video below of a potential size five in Rogers Pass a couple years ago.